with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Villanova University in Pennsylvania reports an active shooter on campus and tells their students to lock and barricade their doors. More as it becomes available. Dr. James Dobson, the influential evangelical Christian leader and child psychologist, has passed away at the age of 89.
During his broadcast career, Dr. Dobson's focus on the family radio program, which continues under the same name as the ministry, was heard on more than 4,000 radio stations across North America and thousands more worldwide, being translated into 27 languages in 160 countries. He would later found the James Dobson Family Institute and continue to broadcast under Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. He was also a prolific author and presidential advisor advocating family values. George Williams reporting.
President Trump is threatening to cut off funding for all California schools over transgender policies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a post on his social media platform, the president said any California school district that does not adhere to his administration's transgender policies will not receive federal funding. He gave no other details. In July, the Trump administration sued California over its policy to allow transgender athletes to compete in girls' school sports, alleging that it was a violation of federal anti-discrimination laws. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Aaron has battered North Carolina's Outer Banks with strong wind and waves, flooding the part of the main highway and surging under beachfront homes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 152 points, the NASDAQ dropping 72, with the S&P 500 lower by 25 points. This is SRN News. A good news, bad news poll from the United Kingdom.
The YouGov survey finds the number of young people in Britain who believe in a higher power has surged. 4 years ago, just 16% believed. Now it's 37%. The bad news is that 37% is still awfully low, and it's worth noting the question posed to British people ages 16 to 24 was, quote, do you believe there is a God or gods, which suggests that some percentage of those who said yes don't actually have faith in the God of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is urging French President Emmanuel Macron not to recognize a Palestinian state next month, pointing out that anti-Semitism has surged in France since Macron's announcement that he'll do so. Netanyahu wrote a letter to Macron stating, your call for a Palestinian state pours fuel on the fire. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks lost ground. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%, its fifth straight modest loss since setting an all-time high last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.3% also. Walmart fell after reporting a profit for the spring that came up short of analyst expectations, while NVIDIA and other big tech stocks held a bit steadier following 2 days of sharp swings. Treasury yields rose after a report forced traders to scale back hopes that the Federal Reserve may soon deliver relief by cutting interest rates. The Dow was down 152 points today to close at 44,785. The NASDAQ lost 72 to 21,100. The S&P 500 dropped 25 to 6370. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.